party.
Let's go.
KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
Are you ever around those couples that you, like, watch them interact with each other and you're like, ugh. It's like they're in their own world.
Oh, my God. It was all the time in school, and they'd be making out next to the lockers, and you're like, hello? That's my locker, actually.
Get a room, sickos. No. I feel like sometimes you'll, like, notice a couple or even a group of friends, and as you're listening to them, you're like, I actually have no idea what they're saying. It seems like they're speaking in, like, a secret language.
Yeah,
almost.
No, 100%.
Well, that is something that people are talking about on TikTok, and most people are calling it marriage language, but it's not necessarily just married people. But basically, it's those made-up words or nicknames or codes that replace commonly used phrases. And it can be with your significant other. It can be with your family members. It can be with your really close friends. Some people are calling it love languages, but I think that's confusing because there's that whole other type of love languages, which is like words of affirmation and gift giving and stuff. So I kind of like marriage language. But one example that's been floating around was this family, instead of saying dessert, anytime it comes up in conversation, they'll say dirt, because one of the kids,
I had a feeling,
used to pronounce it that way when they were growing up. So now anytime they say it, like, they have, it's part of their family's language because it's so ingrained in it. So I was just wondering, Destiny, if you have anything that comes to mind when it comes to marriage language.
Well, with my ex-fiance, we had a couple of words that we said that was just kind of like, we knew what it was, but I think outsiders would be like, what on earth are they saying?
Yeah.
Like, we would say our dog, normally people would call them dogs, but we always called them our kids. And then normal people would be like,
oh, you got
you
kids?
Have kids? And I'd be like, oh, no, they're fur babies. So we always just called them our kids. Like, hey, can you go home and let the kids out? And they're like, why are you letting your kids out? Like,
what got them locked away?
That's
creepy.
That's super weird. So I always called them kids. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you ever ate at Noodles and Company.
Yes.
Okay.
I did last night, actually. That's so weird that you say that.
Okay. I never call it Noodles and Company. I just don't. It's too long for me. So I always call it Noodles or Noodlies.
Oh, I call it Noodles.
I call it Noodlies.
I probably
can we have some Noodlies? And that's it.
Oh, something in my family, I don't know why this started or even the reason behind it, but anytime that we're talking about going to a restaurant, we put the in front of it. So let's say I'm really in the mood for Red Lobster. When I call my mom and say, hey, do you want to go to Red Lobster? That's not what I'm saying. I'm going to say, hey, mom, do you want to go to the Red Lobster? Or the
Why
Applebee's?
The,
or, I don't know.
The Pizza Ranch?
The Pizza Ranch. I don't know. It's something that we just
is
that, do.
Is the a specific one? Like, you guys just know? Because, like, there's a couple pizza ranches right in the area. So is the a specific one? Like, you know, it's the Southwest side or the Marion one?
No.
Oh.
It's just how I call the restaurants and how we all in our entire family do it. It's just the strangest thing. And then obviously there's like nicknames and stuff that are part of our language that if anybody else heard, they would be very confused about.
Did I ever tell you how my dad and I say goodbye on the phone, which I think is also a secret way of how we say goodbye, love you, but it's not goodbye, love you at all.
What?
Have I ever told you this?
I don't know.
Okay, so when I'm on the phone with my dad and we're saying goodbye, we never actually say goodbye and we never say I love you. I don't think I've ever said I love you to my dad. We just don't, okay? But the way we do say goodbye and I love you is we say, okay, I'm over it, but we do it in a high... we do it...
What?
No, serious. Like, we're on the phone, we're like, hey, dad, like, looking forward to seeing you for Christmas, whatever. And then he's like, yep, looking forward to seeing you too. And then if the conversation's wrapping up, you do it in a high-pitched voice and you go, okay, I'm over it. And then he will reply, okay, I'm over it.
And then you just hang
up. And then you hang up.
That's the weirdest one. You win.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I haven't smiled all day until that moment.
You should have seen Taylor right then in that moment. That was hilarious.
It's my favorite thing, and it doesn't come very often. It's only when the opportunity presents itself, but I love a cat
you
story.
You looked like a five-year-old on Christmas morning.
This is better than anything I got for Christmas.
All right, I got a cat story for you, Taylor, and it's really cool because it's kind of like for the both of us because it mixes our two favorite things. Cats for you. Dating for me.
Great. I don't know how to feel about that.
Don't worry, I'm not dating a cat, okay? Although at this point, I'm probably going to have 100 cats and live alone.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream life. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So there's this woman who's gone viral on TikTok because she has this theory that has to do with men and cats.
Men and cats. Okay.
So she says that... basically, you need to ask them a question about cats, and it can tell you whether or not if they have a red flag.
So ask the guy that maybe you're like talking to.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, all you want to do is if you're talking to this guy, you just want to be like, hey, how do you feel about cats? And then based on how they respond, that could be a red flag. Now, I'll tell you what you need to look for because of what she says. So she said if they have kind of like a neutral stance on cats, they're just like, oh, hey, I like cats. I think they're okay. Or if they're like, I have cats, they pass the test.
Okay.
Flying colors.
Okay.
Keep dating them if you'd like. If they have like more of a disgusting reaction and they're like, oh, my God, cats are crazy or I can't stand them or whatever they say. She swears that that is a red flag because she thinks that, like, if you don't like cats, it means that you are, like, you don't like being in control. Because cats are, like, you know, cats are, like, dogs are trained. You can train dogs.
Cats do whatever they want.
You can't train cats. So she swears that this means that a person doesn't like things that are unpredictable, things that are out of their control. So she said to ask that question moving forward.
Interesting. I mean, yeah, I've totally encountered both types of people. When I first brought the idea to my boyfriend about getting cats, because it was before he officially moved in with me, and neither of us have ever had cats growing up, but...
Ever.
I decided that that would be a better fit for my life right now, because a dog is a lot of time, a lot of commitment. I live on the third floor of my apartment, so I don't want to be taking a dog out to potty train. He was all for it, even though he's never been a cat, you know, quote unquote, cat person. He was all about it. He was excited. Mm-hmm. And now he is such a cat dad.
I'll go with this and say, I think, yeah, you should ask this question. I think it's a good one. But I do something kind of already along the lines of this. If I'm like at a guy's house or if I've been dating a guy or whatever and they do have a cat, I look at how you treat that cat. Because I feel like it says a lot about who you are as a person. Because cats do their own thing, right? They have their own lives. But if you are, like, trying to get the cat to come cuddly with you or you're trying to pet that cat, I feel like that says a lot about you versus if you just kind of, like, let that cat roam. Same thing with a dog.
Well, and some people are, I mean, people that don't like cats definitely really don't like cats. 100%. They like to mess with them. They like to spook them. 100%. So I would totally be, like, turned off by a guy if they were, like, messing with my cats because those are my kids.
No, 100%. And like I said, I do the same thing with the dogs. I'm like, if you're not really, like, if you're just letting your dog roam around the house and you're not wanting to pet them, I'm like, if I see a dog, I want to pet you all the time.
Right. And if you don't pet your dog, you're probably not going to pet me either. And
what am I supposed to say to that?
The period. I don't know.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Okay, when I made this list on my phone, I really never thought anybody would see this list but myself.
I feel like we're getting the equivalent of like your teenage diary.
100%.
A late 20-year-old diary is their notes app.
So I have this in my notes app on my iPhone, and I actually have it pretty hidden because I just didn't really want anyone ever to see it. But it's a list of things, qualities that I would like my future guy to have.
Okay.
And I do this because, like, you know, I'm on Bumble, I'm on Hinge, and when you're talking to people, I kind of want to check mark off if they meet these qualities. I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste their time.
When did you make this?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so this is a fairly new thing.
Because I was going on a couple dates, and then I was like, this is, like, I was getting almost kind of confused. I was like, are they, could they be a potential? Mm-hmm. Could they not? And then I was like, do you even know what you want? So I sat down and I actually started to write down what I want. And I add to this list and I delete from this list.
Okay.
So I check in on it pretty frequently and I have little bubbles. So if they have what I want, I give them a little check mark to the bubble. And if they don't, then we move on. Okay. So this list is called Dream Big for some reason. But you got to be kind. Great. Funny. I love somebody who's funny. You got to crack some jokes. I love cracking jokes. Understanding. You're going to think this is weird, but I love a guy who opens doors. So
you're into the chivalry
I
stuff.
I really am. Opening doors. And if you know the sidewalk trick, I'm not going to tell you about it. And I'm not even going to talk about it now. If you know, you know. Great.
Whoa. Okay.
And I test you. And I test you on dates if you know that. Mm-hmm. So the sidewalk trick, if you know it. Automatic check mark. They care about my safety. Like if they ask me if I made it home okay. Oh, not every single time. You don't need to ask me every single time. But if like if you just genuinely care about my safety, that's a bonus points right there. Have a social life. I want you to have a social life.
Okay.
Because I want to eventually hang out with your friends someday. I want you to come hang out with my friends someday. So I want you to have a social life. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to just be rotting away at home all the time.
I love doing that.
I know you do. And I want them to be passionate about something. I don't care what it is. It could be the dorkiest thing ever, but I want you to be passionate about something because I am.
That's why you like video game guys.
That's on the list. We're getting to that.
Oh my God.
So I want you to be passionate about something. I want you to care about, I want him to care about his family. Like a lot.
Yeah.
And I want him to, I would like for them to have like an intact family. So my family, there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of people who don't talk to people. I don't even speak to my own mother. Haven't in several years.
Yeah.
I would like you to have, I guess, quote unquote, a normal family because I don't have that. It'd be really cool to have to step into your family. That is kind of normal.
Totally.
So I would like that. Holds a conversation because men these days don't hold conversations. And I'm going to add to that, which is you try to get to know me. If I ask you what your favorite movie is, repeat that question back to me. Ask me what my favorite movie is because I want to tell you it's Legally Blonde, okay?
There is nothing.
I'm waiting for that moment.
Nothing weirder than being like, okay, I feel like I'm interviewing you.
Right.
This is not a job interview.
So hold the conversation and then try to get to know me too. Shows interest in my passions because I got my own passions. I want you to like show interest in mine as well. I want you to be willing to try new things. I love trying new restaurants. I like to try new hobbies. Mm-hmm. I tried tennis a couple years. Now I freaking love tennis. So I want you to try new things with me. Okay, here's where you're going to think this is weird. I want you to be into sports. I love football. I like watching football.
Yeah.
So I'd like you to be into football, but it's fine if you're not. But
like you're into watching it?
Yeah, I want to sit down and watch sports together.
Okay.
Football, basketball, wrestling.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'd like them to be into sports. I do have this on the list, into video games.
I feel like that's one that could be removed.
No, it's on the list. I do like a guy who's into video games. And then I have a bonus.
Oh.
This is a bonus, okay? They got tattoos. Bonus.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the only physical appearance one.
That's the only physical appearance one. I mean, if you had facial hair, cool. Like, whatever. I'm not really, like, pro or against facial hair, but tattoos, bonus.
I mean, great. I kind of feel like I'm Jesse Palmer right now on the episode of like The Bachelor. I'm
like, now you're going to go looking?
Do you know somebody that would be interested in being The Bachelor?
Here we go. Z102.9. And those girls in the afternoon.
So I've been noticing a trend while I've been on the dating apps because, you know, I've been on Bumble and Hinge.
Kind of scared to ask what it is. I'm not going to lie.
You know how rough it is on those dating apps. I've told you thousands of times.
They get a bad rap, 100%.
No, 100%. But on the dating apps, it's different now. I was on them when I was in college. I was just on I was on Bumble and Tinder when I was in college, back in like 2016. And back then, you usually kind of kept the conversation mostly on the app. And then, you know, if you ended up really liking them, then you would take the conversation off the app and text them.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But most of the time, the conversations would just stay on the app. However, I noticed now the conversations are hardly on the apps. You kind of just hit them with the zinger or a hey or whatever you hit them with.
Yeah.
There's maybe a couple backs and forths, And then it is immediately, what's your Snapchat?
Really?
Yeah. There is no phone numbers. It is just, what's your Snapchat?
Okay. Do you want me to be honest what I think about that?
Oh, go on, Queen.
I hate that.
I do too.
I think it's weird. I get wanting to get off the app, and I think it's a good sign if somebody is like, hey, I'm sick of using this app, which means, hey, I don't really want to be swiping through other people.
Exactly. I'd rather just talk to you.
Green flag. Love that.
100%.
But I think the next step really says something. Phone number feels like there's trust there. I
know.
Like, 100%. Giving out your phone number is kind of personal, because then you can either text, you can call. If you're real comfortable, you can FaceTime with a phone number. But Snapchat, I feel like, and then this is just my opinion as a 26-year-old millennial Gen Z cusper, who uses that stuff anymore?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Do you not really use Snapchat anymore?
I really don't. I literally, to be so for real, I have a like over 1,000-day streak with my little brother, and that's it. I wake up in the morning. Normally, he's snapped me. I respond so we don't lose our streak. And then I'll occasionally go on and look at people's stories. But I feel like I don't talk to people on there.
Totally agree. I never really used Snapchat when I wasn't on the dating apps. Like when I was like in my other relationship, right? Like I barely got on Snapchat. Now I'm like on Snapchat all the time because that's where they're at. And that's where they want to communicate is on Snapchat. And I'm just like, oh my God. And it's just like, it feels a little immature in my.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
It just does. Like, I'm like, are we in middle school? Like, I am almost in my 30s. Why are we Snapchatting? Why?
That's what I kind of think. Because when Snapchat came out, we're kind of in like middle school, early high school. So that's what I like relate it to. When I think of Snapchat, I think of the puppy dog face filter and
yes,
all of that.
Yes.
So to be having conversations on there. Also, it just feels a little sketchy to me because
exactly. What
was nice about Snapchat back in the day when there was all the drama in middle school was that it disappears. The photo disappears.
100%.
The messages disappear.
100%.
So it feels 100%, like 100%. That person doesn't want to have a paper trail of what they're saying to you.
How many of those conversations that seem like they're good, a little bit on like Bumble and Hinge, right? And then we get off of that and we go into Snapchat. It seems like it's going great, right? And then all of a sudden it's, send me a pic, and you know what kind of pic they ask it for. And I'm like, I ain't doing that. I've never done that and never will do that. And it was like, that was the whole reason. Again, how immature are we? I am like, why are we doing that?
I feel like you need to put it in your bio. Like, don't ask me for my Snapchat.
Losers.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, here's dating in a nutshell for you for 2023. Hi, I like you. Can I have your Snapchat?
Yeah, I don't envy you.
If
you're out on the prowl, I guess, as a single person, because it does seem to be a little bit of a theme, and that's what we've been talking about. Rachel, what do you think about this?
I'm also a millennial, almost 30, and I've been single for a little bit, and I can let you in on a little secret. If they ask for your Snapchat, they are not serious. I've collected, I guess, girl data, you could call it, from friends and myself. And if they're going to ask for Snapchat before your number, they're usually not serious. They're going to be a player, or they're going to just inevitably ask for pictures.
I mean, Rachel's got a point. I feel like, again, back in college, when I really experienced it, that was the difference between the guys that were just looking for a good time and the guys that were looking for
a long time.
You got it. Not looking for a good time. Long time. You know, whatever. They were more serious, okay?
I 110% agree with Rachel. I will tell you from being on the dating apps that, let me put it in like a ratio for you. I probably get asked 90% of the time for my Snapchat and only 10 to 5% of the time for my phone number.
Which is crazy. And you're dating people in our age bracket too.
Right.
Which I think, I don't really know anybody that like actually uses Snapchat to communicate with other people on a regular basis.
So here's what I love is when they give me an option. They're like, hey, do you want to take this conversation off the app?
Love that.
Can I have your Snapchat or your phone number? Or do you want to give me your Snapchat or your phone number? I always give them both. And then I like to see what happens.
Which they choose.
Which one do you choose? Because it says a whole lot about who you are as a person. If you only add me on Snapchat, you're only here for games. And you only want to do the pictures, like Rachel just said. If you add me on just a phone number, then you're clearly wanting something a little bit more serious. If you add me on both, okay. You feel comfortable with me. You feel you trust me, and I trust you. So I feel like I kind of have that. It's funny. I actually was, there was the guy that I was like kind of, he like replied to something on Snapchat and we were having a conversation. He was like, hey, can we just text?
Yeah.
And I liked that. I was like, yes, let's take this off of Snapchat.
Love that. I feel
that
like
that says a lot about you.
A step forward. Olivia texted us and said she's for Snapchat all the way because you can unfriend somebody. You can block them. There's not as much personal info. Whereas if you have a phone number, like somebody can really take advantage of
that.
True. But Olivia said that her and her friends really use Snapchat already. So it's not one extra thing. Kind of like we feel like it's just another way of having to communicate with somebody. So she makes some good points. And then 7115 also is vouching for Snapchat.
What?
Because you can find out a lot of information about somebody.
You can tell if they're an Aquarius or a Libra.
Yeah,
I like that.
You got your birthday on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I get it. But
you can also tell their Snap score.
Yeah, that's the other
thing. I watch those.
You do?
Oh, do I watch your Snap score?
I
watch them religiously.
I have other friends who do the same thing, like religiously will check if they're in the talking stage with a guy.
If we're talking, I'm watching your Snap score.
Because if you don't know what that is, you have basically you rack up points the more that you Snapchat anybody. Your score is public.
If I sent Taylor a Snapchat right now, I'm going to get a point.
Right.
And
so
it's going to go up.
You can publicly see everybody else's that you're friends with. So if they're not responding to you, but their score is going up, they're talking to somebody else.
100%. So if I add somebody, like a guy, and his Snap, I get weirded out when their Snap scores are like 300,000. I'm like, how is a Snap score that high?
You either Snapchat constantly or you were doing it from the womb.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on C102.9.
Before you get all sad about starting the new year off single and by yourself, I want to remind you.
Are you talking about me?
No, you and anybody else that's single. Because, you know, it's that time of year where people are like, oh, gosh, I just want to get my love life together. I'm alone. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of it. Let me just remind you what the dating pool is like right now with another dating horror story. This one'll make you feel okay about being single.
Great.
Okay, this comes from a girl named Callie. Are you prepared? It's the first one of 2024.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
The look you're giving me makes me think that this is a bad one.
They're always bad. Okay, here we go. This one's from Callie. There was a new guy who I worked with, but he was in a different department than me, but we had been casually flirting while we were both making our morning coffees. After about a week or so, he asked if I would go furniture shopping with him because he wanted a woman's opinion when decorating his new apartment. Plus, he said he'd take me out to dinner for taking the time to go shopping with him. I thought, he's cute. I like going to furniture stores. Why not? So I met with him at his place and he drove us to the furniture store. He kept asking my opinion on different pieces of furniture and if I liked anything, but everything I pointed out, he would find something wrong with it, and he almost was making fun of me for liking the things that I liked. We spent 2 hours in the store, and he only bought a lamp. Oh, yeah. And remember that dinner he promised? Well, he swung through a KFC drive-thru.
Called it.
And got a bucket of chicken for us to share.
Wait, that's a dream date right there.
We went back to his place and we ate it at his kitchen counter because he had no tables or chairs. Welcome. And then he announced it was time for us to go to bed. Us.
Together?
To go to bed. But more accurately, to the mattress on the floor because he didn't have a bed. That's why we went furniture shopping. Left with a lamp. I picked up my purse and I headed for the door. He was clearly insulted, and I made sure that I brought my own coffee to work for the next couple of months so I didn't have to see him ever again. Dude.
Okay, though, have you ever been to a guy's house whose mattress is still on the floor?
Have you?
You haven't?
I don't think that's normal.
Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I have a really bad selection of men.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Here we go. Those girls on the afternoon. Z 102.9.